This show has gone to the dogs.
Everybody's louder now because the puppies were gone. We were all afraid to cheer too loudly because they were so teeny
tiny. They were so nice and sensitive. Those little pups.
One was closing its eyes.
I'm not bringing one home tonight.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's the worst thing that could happen if you went home with one of those puppies?
Divorce.
Like,
okay.
Like, oh, look, but they're so cute. Like, yeah, how can you get mad at someone?
I know,
such
you can't
teeny,
get mad.
Puppy.
They're so cute. Available, by the way, through HoustonSPCA.org, like we told you. So,
I just want to say the audience during the break was actually looking on their phone at pictures of the puppies that were still in the room leaving. They were still admiring.
Did Dwayne Brown get upstaged by puppies on the show?
Can't lose with puppies.
Puppies equal high ratings, by the way.
You know what else equals high ratings?
What?
No, actually not. But you know at the gym, like there's always that woman that like lunges around the gym. Yeah, that's not high ratings. But Fitz Tips will tell you if she's doing it right or not on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
So we're going to talk about the lunge. Great exercise because anytime you do a single leg squat, it's great because it adds the balance component in. So Brian's going to step out real far. He's going to lunge. His knee is behind his toes, so he takes the pressure off the knee. That's the pushback lunge. Next one we're going to do is just a split squat lunge where he's going to stay there and do all his reps on that leg. We'll do two in a row. Okay. Then he would switch and do the other leg. Another variation is the step up. So you can use a bench or a table or a box like we have. Okay, and we have unstable boxes here, so we go light on these to make sure our guys have to balance. So these are set up to be unstable. So we never use heavy weight on these, but it makes our guys balance. Really helps knee injury prevention. Thank you, Brian.
Fuel up on healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes every day.
All right, so so when you see somebody do that at the gym, they might be doing it wrong, but that's the right way to do it.
The right way to do it. I can't do it because I just get distracted and I start talking to people.
I want to know how many people saw that and started doing that in their living room or bedroom, wherever they're watching this
right
now.
Big bar.
Yes, absolutely. I also want to know something else. How's your fantasy football league team doing? Vanderkid, by the way, going into the weekend is 5-0. I'm sun bragging right now, but I'm allowed to do that, right?
I think you need your own team, but go ahead.
No, I'm only a mild consultant on his squad. But big weekend for everybody. You need last-minute advice, and John Harris is the man to give it to you with FanDuel.
What's up, everybody? It is FanDuel formula time. It's time to talk fantasy football, and we're really in the swing of things. And, well, if you want to play against me and hundreds of others, go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. But who am I going to play, John? Well, I got two value plays for you and one guy you might want to sit on your bench this week. Let's start with Denver Broncos wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders. They're one of the most consistent threats for Peyton Manning. And, yeah, I know Peyton Manning has not played well. But in that offense, Sanders has been the most consistent threat. And he takes on the Cleveland Browns secondary with an opportunity to score some points. And on FanDuel, $7,900. A little bit expensive, but anything under $8,000 is pretty good, especially for the value you get for Emmanuel Sanders. Let's go to Kansas City running back Charcandrick West. Don't worry about not being able to say it. Just know that you want to pick this guy up on your waiver wire. And also, FanDuel, $6,200. The Chiefs have got to have a bell cow back. It could be Charcandrick West this weekend against Minnesota, so you want to look there. How about one you want to drop or put on your bench? Yeah, Frank Gore had a nice ball game against the Texans. No. Bench him this week against New England. Don't want any Colts back home against the New England Patriots defense. A good front will slow down Frank Gore. I think you got to put him on the bench. It's been great with FanDuel Formula. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. Be there.
Did he just recommend a Colt?
The arrow was down. The arrow was down.
I can't go there. Gore did well last week, unfortunately, but good stuff.
You know where you can go?
Where?
Well, we're going to Florida,
yes,
obviously, for the Jacksonville
game. Back-to-back games in Florida.
But back-to-back, I know you're so excited about Miami, your old stomping ground.
As far as, like, places we go, you know, we talk about this from time to time. It's fun for me to go to South Florida. I used to live there. North Florida, a little bit different, but the Texans and the Jags have had some really close, hard-fought games over the years, and each team has gotten its heart broken a lot in this series. And I'm hoping, obviously, it's the guys from North Florida getting theirs broken tomorrow.
And how about Cecil Shorts going back to the team that he's played for ever since he's been in the league? And Hopefully he has a nice little revenge game against the Jags.
Because, you know, Andre Johnson kind of had that against the Texans last week with the two touchdown catches. Get Cecil a couple of TDs
tomorrow. We're due.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. So back-to-back weeks in Florida for your Texans. And we'll be back here next week with a guest to be named later. That means we don't know who it is yet, but it'll be somebody good. And I don't know if we're going to have more animals on the show, but after the ratings blockbuster tonight we had, could be interesting, right?
People love puppies.
They do love puppies, and we love you. Thanks for watching. Go Texans!